Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. As I once again start to think about the year 1971 and why I think it was the greatest era in rock and roll music history, I look back at some of the music and performers we've already presented here on Tunes, like George Harrison and All Things Must Pass, Rod Stewart's Every Picture Tells a Story, The Stones' Sticky Fingers, John Lennon, Sly and the Family Stone, Janis, Santana, The Doors, The Who, Traffic. But, of course, there are more. So today, I thought we should go to the mountaintop, to the number one album of the year, 1971. An album that has sold over 32 million units worldwide and contains one of the most played and listened to songs in history. And so totally still holds its presence, no pun intended, today. I speak of Led Zeppelin IV, recorded first in London, and then at the suggestion of some of the members of Fleetwood Mac, Page and the boys moved to a more remote location in East Hampshire and made use of the Rolling Stones' mobile studio. Jimmy felt they needed room to wander while the recording process took place. So here's another example of the majesty and symmetry of the year 1971 in rock music history. Here is Led Zeppelin IV on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. That way.
she would fly, he took her bow, and then she turned to go. The Prince of Peace embraced the goon and walked the night alone.
Doesn't the dark of night seem to him more?
Dark Lord rides in force tonight, and time will tell us all.
All that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway here. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have meaning. In a tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts
understand.
Thank you.
spend my days with a woman and kind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. My chances on a big jet plane, never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. I wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin.
It seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it started to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach it in time. Meet you up there and the path runs straight
and high. To find a queen without a king, they say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
Led Zeppelin 4 on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. I gotta tell you, it was difficult picking songs not to play, so we just played them all. A first here on Tunes, but it seemed most appropriate. From the top, Black Dog, Rock and Roll, The Battle of Evermore, and Stairway to Heaven. Misty Mountain Hop, Four Sticks, Going to California, and When the Levee Breaks, Don't Go to Chicago. Now, the album is so hard-driving, yet the soft, delicate acoustic moments of Evermore and Going to Cali fit in without missing a beat. The four symbols on the inner sleeve each represent a specific band member. Zozo is Paige, whose idea this was in the first place. John Paul Jones is the single circle intersected by a triquetra, symbolizing confidence and competence. John Bonham's symbol is three interlocking rings representing the triad mother, father, child, although it's also the logo for Ballantine beer. And Robert Plant's was a symbol of his own design based on the mythical Mu civilization. Now, this album took Zeppelin to a status few bands have ever reached. The Beatles, more adored and revered. The Stones certainly have done it longer and maybe better than anyone. Clapton is God, but Led Zeppelin is king. This album was the fourth jewel in a three-year, four-pronged crown of rock brilliance, truly unmatched in rock and roll history. They would go on to produce more marvels, but what a cap to a four-album span, this masterpiece. It still holds its place as the biggest-selling album in U.S. history, not to top the charts. It peaked at number two. It was an immediate commercial and critical hit, and would elevate Zeppelin to that Olympus membership status. Led Zeppelin 4 on today's Tunes. Now, whether you're looking for some music from the gods or just a tune that's been bouncing around in your head, try our iTunes link. And remember, no tweeting behind the wheel. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.